Benson's Inns, The Crown. All the other inns in this series have been lost inns, but here we have an old coaching inn which is very much alive, The Crown, with a date plaque of 1709 on it, but with buildings believed to date from the 17th century. The Crown has been with us for over 300 years. The Crown's earliest known landlord was a William Pleasant, whose daughter Sarah married William Costar in 1785, and the Costars then ran the business for many years. The Crown was a mail inn as well as a posting inn and began to prosper when the coach route through the village was diverted from Mill Lane, Coachway, to follow the High Street and London Road. Business boomed when the route was turnpiked in 1736, and Benson became the first major staging post out of Oxford for changing horses. The Crown was ideally located to take advantage. The census returns for 1841 and 1851 showed how a local surrounding infrastructure supported the Crown, with coach builders, repairers, wheelwrights, smiths, all nearby in Benson. By about 1840, under Richard Costar, when the Crown received an upgrade, the inn had stabling for 16 horses, with its own paddock. Coaches ran daily to London, Oxford, Gloucester, Stroud and Cheltenham. There were three mail coaches daily, but the railway into Wallingford changed all that. As the railway network grew, the old coaching industry declined, and the inns which supported the industry suffered. The old inns fought back, aiming at new markets, the tourist industry, but slowly, one by one, they failed and disappeared, except for the Crown. The Crown survived, and an advert in 1902 by innkeeper W.W. Raywood perhaps showed why. Electric launches for hire, electric cars and batteries charged, with every convenience for hunting, shooting, golf and boating parties. The Crown Garage always open, cars stored and cleaned, petrol and inspection pit. Today, the Crown is still a hotel, a restaurant and a pub, rolled into one. It still caters for visitors and locals, and once again has charging for electric cars. And that article was by Dave Rushton of the Benson History Group, bensingtonhistory.org.